all through my life I was just going against God's will. I broke my mom and dad's heart quite often. When I was 17, I used to go down to our neighbors about every Saturday night and, you know, party and stuff. My dad used to come down there and get me. A lot of times I would rebel and just tell him where he should stay home. He was just trying to help me. And the months kind of went on, then I kind of seen that where I was in. Mom told me that I should just pray, which I thought it was a joke. Then one day I went up. Mom said I should go up in my room and pray. So I said I love my mom too much, so I said I was satisfied. Just go up and pray. So I did. I didn't feel no difference. I didn't feel nothing. So still was in sin and stuff. So it just seemed like somebody just, then I did it again. I mean, somebody was loving me. It was God. If I had some people like you guys here talk to me, I would probably got saved. But I slid back in my sins. I got worse than ever. Rebelling. Just rude. No joy. I was in darkness. And last fall, I used to like deer hunting so much. I was my God. Last fall, I went in Iowa. I shot a buck illegal. And the DNR found it out. He came to my place. And I got a big fine. That's when my life started to change. I just come to myself. I was just down to the last straw. I had nothing in my life. I was miserable. I had nothing. I just felt there's gotta be somebody better. I used to break down and cry about it. Mom came over and cry with me. She said all I have to do is just ask Jesus for helping me. He's the only one that will help you. He will help set you free from all that misery. I trusted her. I prayed to God. He helped me and stuff. I do a lot of praying, but still, I didn't give my plea to myself. I didn't give me up completely. So I thought I was safe, but one day, Mom made me really mad. Got really deceived on my mom, and I didn't forgive her. My mom couldn't stand it, so she went to town that day. She bought me a little bear, and she brought me a greeting. And the bear said, "You're the best." That's when I realized my mom really loves me. Then I prayed to the Lord until I wanted to give and all that stuff, and I thought I was safe. I was thinking about coming to here, but still in my heart, I just wanted to get more, like maybe get a haircut and have a car and stuff like that, you know. It's still kind of in my heart. Then I broke my leg. God knew why he broke my leg. I was all by myself. You know, I was home by my mom. Mom encouraged. Mom read to me. Mom prayed to me. One day, I knew I have to do something because I'm slipping back again. So I went up my sister's room. I fell on my knees. I prayed to God, give everything, just take everything in my life and take all the sins. I want to just be well in you. You know what? Something just felt like someone was grabbing hold of my heart here and my guts, and I just felt it go out. I felt this big cloud that just. This big dark cloud, it just went off my shoulder and flew out of my room. And I just felt like I was like going on a river on a sailboat with no waves. That's when God came in my life. I just can't praise God enough. It's been so a blessing. There's no better joy than God's joy and Jesus' joy. That's why I'm going to get baptized today, or just for praising to God. For helping me get being saved. I just hope my brother sees the light in his wife. Our whole family just keeps together. And just God, I hope that God just moved him on as fast as he is now. When I went up there, me and Laverne's and Matthew went up there to see my mom and dad, I didn't know what I'm going to run into, but God was already there.
Amen.
He had it all fixed up already for us. I hope now my dad just gives up everything and just gives up himself and just ask Jesus for his Savior. Thanks for being here. Thanks for seeing everybody. It's been a blessing.